President Obama, in his last news conference of his first term, came out swinging on the battle looming in the new term over raising the debt ceiling.
If congressional Republicans refuse to pay America's bills on time, Social Security checks and veterans benefits will be delayed. We might not be able to pay our troops or honor our contracts with small business owners, food inspectors, air traffic controllers, specialists who track down loose nuclear materials wouldn't get their paychecks.
But the president's first question from reporters was about gun violence and whether an assault weapons ban could pass Congress. This was all happening as a group including parents whose children were killed in the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut 1 month ago today, issued what they called the Sandy Hook Promise to find common sense solutions to making the country safer.
This is a promise to do everything in our power to be remembered not as the town filled with grief and victims, but as the place where real change began.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, you write that the run-up to the inauguration, a week away, is a valuable time for a re-elected president to put forward a bold new policy initiative. But this morning, he came out talking about the debt ceiling, and it seems as if, as you write, gun control is going to crowd out anything else, as it did at the press conference.
We're seeing all these different issue areas come together and converge on President Obama a week before the inauguration. He has this incredibly full plate. Some things he's putting on his plate, like gun control, other things like the new fights over the debt ceiling and spending that will mark the next fiscal cliff debates are not of his choosing. That's one reason he wants to get rid of that piece of it, and that's why the strong words over the debt ceiling today. He wants to at least put that piece of it off, take that off the table. But wow, it is looking like a tough agenda when there are so many leftover issues from 2012 that are dominating 2013. It is something well short of a fresh start for the president.
And just stick with the debt ceiling for a second. I believe the second question was about Democrats sending him a letter asking him to use executive action.
That's right. And what's interesting is the president has ruled out several areas that would involve executive action, one citing a constitutional amendment to do it, the other the trillion-dollar coin, which was ruled out by the White House over the weekend as not feasible. So he is maintaining the position that he will not negotiate with Congress and that Congress must act and pay its bills, and those could be contradictory sentiments, because saying he's not going to negotiate with a Republican Congress that very much wants to negotiate over this and saying we may not raise the debt ceiling, it is going to leave it on the president's lap potentially, and they're going to have to figure out some options. He didn't rule out the possibility of finding another way to do it, but he said over and over again today, there is a good way, a right way to do this, and that is for Congress just to do what it always does, which is to pay the bills and authorize the bills to be paid that have already been racked up.
Well, we read in Politico, House Republicans are seriously entertaining letting the government default on its loans or shutting down the government to force President Obama to cut spending again. The debt ceiling would be raised to pay the bills that are already owed.
That's right. And the feeling now is that so many members in the Republican conferences, they have fought multiple battles with the president overspending, and they keep getting told, wait for the next one, wait for the next one. Now they feel like this is the next one. This is the big one. They have funding for the government running out. They have the debt ceiling coming up. They have automatic spending cuts that were put off in that deal at the end of the year. So they feel like all of those forces give them some negotiating leverage, and they're willing, many of them are willing to say, let's see government shut down to at least send the message that we're serious, go back to their constituents and say they're fighting the good fight over this, and go on and actually get something done on spending and debt.
And just briefly, where are we on gun control as we start the new week, especially after the talk shows this weekend? We heard National Rifle Association President David Keene say he thinks that the votes aren't in Congress to pass a ban on assault weapons or those high-capacity ammunition magazines. But this morning, Chuck Schumer, New York, said he thinks requiring universal background checks for all gun purchases is something that could pass. So what's the thinking?
This debate has revealed the two Americas. At one time, we have record lines at gun shows and record sales at gun shops. At the same time, we have all of this fervor out there in the states and cities, and now with the federal government, with Vice President Biden's task force coming to the president. I do think people should be mildly optimistic about something passing. Background checks are a possibility, maybe limits on the size of magazines, how many bullets could be in magazines for high-capacity weapons. But some things like the assault weapons ban, that may be just a bridge too far for even in this environment, post-Sandy Hook, for this to get done in the Congress.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News, as the vice president meets today with members of Congress on the gun control issue. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.